Good morning, and welcome to the Cyber Smart Morning News Update. With the always evolving world of cyber threats and defense, you need a source you can trust. FBI retired Special Agent Darren Mott guides you through today's intricate cyber landscape and brings you the latest headlines and insights and what it means to you. Let's dive into today's cyber news.
Good morning, friends. Friday, March 29th, 2024. This is the Cyber Smart Morning News Update. I am your host, retired FBI Special Agent Darren Mott. As it's Friday, this is Op-Ed Friday. It's also Good Friday, so if you are celebrating that, I hope you have an enjoyable weekend and a safe weekend with Easter coming up on Sunday. Before we start, I want to give a little shout out to a gentleman that I spoke to at the Cyber Summit who was nice enough to call me today and thank me for doing the podcast. So Andrew Hanley, thank you so much for the call. Shout out to you. He told me some interesting stories about DEF CON and things like that, but we'll hold that for another day. What I wanted to talk about today as my Friday op-ed, I was thinking about what I wanted to talk to, and like manna from heaven, information comes to me through fabulous news stories. So this one is an interesting news story I want to briefly talk about and then talk about why it's important to think about, because it shows the expansion of Chinese efforts to influence the U.S., to steal information. I mean, this goes beyond TikTok. This week I was on Beard Talk with Matt Lee. You can find that on YouTube, on his YouTube channel. We talked about, you know, TikTok, what's this all about, right? And I kind of gave a counterintelligence perspective on China, and we talked a lot about different things. And obviously, you know, TikTok does stuff with your personal data, as does Facebook, as do social media companies in the United States. We kind of talked about that, so I avail that to you. But this article I found was interesting, and I wanted to kind of discuss it real quick. So this is from cyberscoop.com, Derek Johnson reporting, Chinese hackers target family members to surveil hard targets. To surveil security-conscious politicians and dissidents, hackers linked to Beijing are increasingly targeting their spouse and resident, or I'm sorry, their spouse and relatives. When American prosecutors unsealed an indictment Monday describing a sprawling Chinese hacking campaign, they revealed that when Beijing hackers are determined to infiltrate a person's digital life, few targets are off the table, including family members. According to the indictment, between 2015 and 2024, a Chinese hacking group known as APT-31 that is linked to the China's Ministry of State Security targeted thousands of U.S. and Western politicians, foreign policy experts, academics, journalists, and democracy activists. In many cases, the group focused its efforts on politicians that the Chinese government perceived as being critical of PRC government policies. These are generally individuals who are aware of the risk that China will try to surveil them using digital means and have tried to lock down their digital systems in response. But the same cannot be said of their family members, and according to Monday's indictment, the APT-31 hackers used malicious email messages sent to family members of their actual targets as a reconnaissance tool. These emails were not necessarily laced with harmful malware or used in traditional phishing attacks. Rather, they included tracking links that, if clicked, revealed a host of information about the target user, including their location, browser, operating system, the device they use, their IP address, schematic details of their network. The hackers used this reconnaissance to enable what the indictment describes as more direct and sophisticated targeting of devices such as routers belonging to high-ranking U.S. government officials, politicians, and campaign staff. And there's more to this article. There's a lot more. If you want to read it, I highly suggest you do. For this simple reason, what we have to understand is that China is no friend to the United States from a geopolitical standpoint, right? In 1999, two Chinese generals released a book called Unrestricted Warfare, where they recognized that in a traditional military war operation with bullets and guns and tanks and ships, China could not match the U.S. power. This was in 1999. Things have changed somewhat since then, but that was the case. So they came up with a variety of different ways that China could go about disrupting U.S. U.S.'s hegemonic role in the world by attacking us by a variety of different ways, through economic means, through cyber means, obviously, through psychological warfare, which is what TikTok's all about. Sorry, sneeze a little bit there. Hope you didn't catch much of that. So this is part of their operation, and this is where we need to understand it, because, and it goes beyond politicians, right? If you have family members who are politicians, understand that you as a family member or relative may also be targeted as China tries to get information from you. If you are in national defense in any way, shape, or form, and there's a lot of ways that comes, either you're in a three-letter agency, either you're in the defense industrial base, those 300,000, 400,000 companies that work on projects that help the U.S. build things and do things and all that kind of stuff. China wants information from you. And if they can't get to you because you have good cybersecurity, because you think about it, you have to do insider threat training, you have to do all of that kind of stuff, they're going to target your relatives, as indicated by this group doing this. Now, to say that this APT-31 is the only one doing it is wrong. Everybody, and then they're not saying that in this article, but understand that they're all doing it. They recognize this works, so they are exporting this to other APTs, not only in China, but Russia is going to look at this, and they're going to do the same thing. And so, and they do, as does Iran, North Korea, and so on. So the point being, even though you may be a target because you have access and you have information that China would want or Russia would want or Iran would want, and maybe you are locked down enough to not really be impacted negatively or to have any success against you, are your family members. And this goes to the criminal world as well. If criminals are looking to get information on commercial entities that they want to pass ransomware to, and let's say the IT director of a hospital is got all of his ducks in a row when it comes to cybersecurity, but they can get to you through the family, they're going to recognize this capability and target them as well, which is why, and something I talk about all the time, is that it's not just you need to protect, it's your family you need to educate and protect as well. This is why I wrote the book Get Cyber Smart, an online a simple guide to protecting your family, your business, and yourself online. If the FBI headquarters ever reads it and approves it, I can actually send it out for people to read. So it's still in process. I'm still waiting. It's been 2 months, so good times. But anyway, I digress. But the key here being, we have to educate those in our lives that we may not think are targets or targetable, but indeed are, because we are targets. Now, again, you know, do I have to worry about my wife and family for me being a target? Sure. That's why I try to teach them and train them and things to look at. Well, I'll be honest with you, my daughter is very good at it. She has her own little business doing crochet, and she sells a lot of crochet stuff. And she's been attempted to have been scammed many times, but she recognizes it, is able to stay in front of it because of me talking to her and educating her on those things. It also helps that when she was young, her and some friends sent an email to a girl in the neighborhood bullying her from our computer. And when I confronted her and she said, no, we don't have it, she failed to realize that she deleted the email from her account, but didn't delete it from the deleted box. And so when I pulled out the paper and said, here it is, it was probably my best investigative work ever, quite honestly. But anyway, that's a side story that it's always funny for me to tell, and I enjoy doing that. But anyway, the point being, she learned there. She never did it again. And I think my kids are better prepared from that perspective to not become victims. But on another note, a friend of mine was telling me he was at two conferences this week for fairly large trade groups, and not a single person in the room had ever heard of pig butchering, didn't know what it was. And so therefore, they could have been targeted and lost tens to hundreds of thousands of dollars to pig butchering. So again, this all comes back around to education. And what I always say on this podcast and the Cyber Guy podcast, understand the threats targeted you so you can assess your risk, proceed wisely. We don't do it enough. We need to do it enough. We need to tell those around us to be aware of it. And this particular indictment against China just goes to show that China, again, is not our friend. They're going to want to steal as much information as they can from whoever they can, especially those individuals that are critical of their government policies, which most of us should be. But sadly, too many people on TikTok are stupidly not. But that's maybe a side discussion for another day. With that, I'm going to let you ruminate on that for the weekend. As always, if you have thoughts, comments, or questions, you are welcome to email me, Darren@thecyberguy.com. Cyber is spelled C-Y-B-U-R. You're welcome to find me on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/IN/DarrenMott, DarrenMott. You can find me at The Cyber Guy on Twitter and Substack and Instagram. Facebook, I think it's Darren Mott, but I mean, Instagram and Facebook, I wouldn't waste my time going there. There's not a lot there I have for you. So as always, thoughts, comments, questions on the podcast, you're welcome. Feel free to hit me up. I hope you enjoy your weekend. As you go through the weekend, know that knowledge is protection. If we understand the threats targeting us, we can assess our risk, proceed wisely. The article I mentioned at the beginning here will be in the show notes if you want to go read it. I highly suggest it. I'll probably post it on LinkedIn tomorrow as well. Enjoy your weekend. Have a happy Easter. We will be back again on Monday because I'm pretty sure the cybercrime problem will not be fixed over this weekend.
Cyber Smart Morning News is written and produced by Cyber Guy Productions. Feel free to email thoughts, comments, or suggestions to Darren@thecyberguy.com. or follow Darren on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/in/DarrettMott. Thanks for listening.